We need each other. We're better together. So join us today on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, hello, hi there. To Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. We've got a place for you right here. We've got wonderful music. We've got friends that are welcoming you and celebrating the gospel. And so to you, we say, thanks for stopping by. What is sure to be an amazing musical adventure today. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters like my friend Gordon Moat. Gene McDonald. Yeah, Kevin Williams. Ken Davis.
Yeah,
Lauren Talley. Hello.
Hi, Lauren.
Our soft feminine side, Tori Taff, is here.
And don't you forget it.
And Bill Gaither himself. Welcome, Bill.
Hey.
He's a man of few words.
Today we've gathered together because it's better that way. I'll lean on you, you lean on me.
That's right, and my guests today are ready to lift you up. The Booth Brothers, Mark Lowry, the Hoppers. Hey, it's going to be a great, great day.
I think it is, Bill. We're going to start the program with the whole homecoming gang, and Somebody Loves Me.
I'm in love with my Savior, and he's in love with me. He is with me from day to day. What a friend is he. Watches over me while I sleep. Hears me when I pray. I am happy as I can be, and I now can say, somebody loves me, answers my prayer. I love somebody, I know he cares. Somebody tells me how to repine. That somebody is Jesus, and I know he's mine.
You'll be happy if you will let Jesus have his way. Work for us all to do every passing day. Feed the hungry and cheer the sad, for the sinner pray. You'll have joy you never had, and you can say, somebody loves me, answers my prayer.
Washington, D.C., and the Kennedy Center. That's a great bunch of talent. It's the Gaither Homecoming Friends on Homecoming Radio.
And my public service announcement today is this. Refuse to let a political ideology that you had nothing to do with creating define you.
Oh, that's a nice
word. Boy, that's a good word of wisdom.
Who said that? Who said that?
Food for thought.
I think it was either Jeb Bush or Dolly Parton.
No.
Or both. I don't know.
Your memory fails you. It was you, Bill.
It was you.
Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Everything good, everything right, everything holy, everything right, everything worthy, all that I should. And all is well, 'cause I'm gonna dwell on everything good.
I got a choice. I got a plan. Gonna find the roses under the thorns whenever I can. Looking for joy. Looking for love. Looking for a everything good, everything right, everything holy, everything right, everything worthy, all that I should. And all is well, cause I'm gonna dwell on everything good. Changing the scene,
changing the scene,
changing my way. Some gloomy, doomy nights for a few more sunny days. It's all in the heart,
all in the heart.
It's all in the eyes,
all in the eyes.
So here's how I'm looking at life. I've made up my mind. Everything good, everything right, everything holy, everything.
Half of you look excited, half of you, I don't know what, but it's we welcome you in, embrace this moment. Yes. We really are bringing you an educational moment, yes, a moment that could inspire you, I suppose, somehow, some way. It is the word of the day. We're going to give you a word, ring in if you know the answer, and you'll win a prize. Okay, so the word of the day is anachronism.
Anachronism. Oh, yeah. Oh, about that in school. Yeah. Where's my bell? Let me see if I can find
it. I got it. No, I got it. Wait, I got it. I know I got it.
Oh, you got to be faster than that.
I was ready to ring the bell.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Did I interrupt you, Ken? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think you scared me.
You want to see if I'm right, right?
I want to see if you're right.
Well, here's what I think on that. Anachronism is a little-known mineral supplement, right? It boosts brain function in laboratory rats. Bill, you should try it.
Oh.
Half of a select group of rats were given a spoonful of anachronism on their bowl of Wheaties. While the other half was given a placebo. In just 2 weeks, the group given the brain fuel was able to do their own taxes. Oh. They could recite the Gettysburg Address. And the other group just read comic books and played video games.
Oh.
Some of them even choked on Wheaties. Now, there's no proof at all that this works in humans, but at least the research is very expensive. That's what I think about anachronism.
Well,
is that right?
That's impressive. And you're not even close. Actually, what it refers to a person or a thing that seems to belong to the past. And to not fit in the present, as in, he's an old-fashioned politician who is seen by many of his colleagues as an anachronism. Although that whole rat thing could sort of segue into that. Yeah, it does work.
Brought to you by Wheaties.
Yes. The cereal shop from Guns. You remember that?
Have you heard about the new Gaither Windsor puzzle?
No.
Wait, yes, I have it. I was hoping
jigsaw or crossword.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah.
It doesn't connect anything.
That's right. They rarely do. They rarely do.
If you can see him holding it up on the radio, it's lovely.
It's right.
But the Hoppers are ready to sing, "Yes, I Am." And don't forget the puzzle.
I am certain in my heart and in my mind, I will pass the glory curtain and I'll leave the world behind. I will stand with the immortal with a happy land in view. Then I'll journey through the portals down the golden avenue. I'm gonna leave some glorious morning. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna cross the chilly Jordan. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Though the water is deep and the river is wide, I'm gonna stand on the other side. I'm gonna live in the heaven someday. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, sing it, son.
I am waiting at the station, listening closely for the call. I have made my reservation through the one who paid it all. Not by might, not by power, but in Christ and Christ alone. I'm leaving any moment, praise the Lord, I'm going home.
I'm gonna leave some glorious morning. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna cross the chilly Jordan. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Though the water is deep and the river is wide, I'm gonna stand on the other side. I'm gonna live in the heaven someday. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Oh, I'm gonna leave some glorious morning. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna cross the chilly Jordan. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Though the water is deep and the river is wide, I'm gonna stand on the other side. I'm gonna live in the heaven someday. Yes, I am.
And that was Yes, I Am by the Hoppers, sponsored by Windsor's Puzzle.
Yeah.
So good.
Bill, you got so many friends around you today.
Yes, and my good friend Ken, it's so good to have you. Are you still flying after all that mess you had with your bags the other day?
No, I've sort of stopped now.
Yeah,
I have almost 2 million miles on two airlines.
Yeah.
Good grief.
And I don't know where half my stuff is.
Yeah.
I went to the airport. This is a while ago, but I went to the airport and I said, I'd like you to take this bag, if you would, to Atlanta, and I'd like this one to go to Dallas, and if you could bring this one to Los Angeles, I'd appreciate that. And that guy was nasty. He said, we can't do that. And I said, you did it yesterday. Yes.
That's the truth.
I love that.
Mark Lowry and Kevin Williams have become a kind of a duo in the music field, and this is...
It's mostly me.
Now listen to that picking right there.
I love it. Wonderful old song.
You get to do the old-timey thing here.
I love it.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land. Protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Let me travel in the light divine, that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be wholly thine, and sing redemption's song someday. I will be a soldier brave and true, and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. Lord, I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh Lord, look down on me. 'Cause when I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. And as I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
The happy two. Kevin Williams, Mark Lowry with the old hymn, Jesus Hold My Hand. That's pretty chipper.
That's like great. And here's something to think about. This is a great quote from Dr. Sam Storms. He says, bring your petitions to a God who has Genesis 1 on his resume.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Oh, I like that.
That's impressive.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today. So glad you're here with us. We're having a good time at Homecoming Radio, aren't we, everybody?
Oh, yep. Yeah, we are.
This is a dear friend of mine with the whole Homecoming gang, but he's out front. His name is John Starnes. And 27 years ago, he married me and my wife.
Really?
Performed the ceremony.
Wow!
Here he is singing, My God is Real.
There are some things, I may not know. There are some places, I can't go. Not just
Jesus,
my sin
away.
But since that day,
Starnes hitting the high notes with the Homecoming Friends on My God Is Real right here on Homecoming Radio.
Letters, oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Friends like you are so encouraging when you check in with notes like these.
Elaine writes, for about an hour before turning on the radio, I had the song called I Am Redeemed on repeat in my mind. I sang it out loud for a while as I did my chores. Then I thought, hey, I should turn on the radio. I honestly don't have supersonic hearing, and it's only believable to believers to know that it was on the radio precisely where I had stopped singing.
Wow.
It.
Amazing.
This has happened to me a lot in my life.
You know, Elaine continues on. She says, as a matter of fact, there's another song that just played right now. It says, oh, you are holy, righteous, and redeemed. I need always this closeness. No matter if I'm up or down in life, it touches my heart. And it swells up with love in response to the Holy Spirit.
Elaine concludes, I agree that listening to homecoming music on the radio is responsible for clearing every worry, doubt, and negative energy that linger or distract. Your show is a nice segment. You all seem so silly and friendly.
You nailed that one.
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty much our motto.
The last word today, when it was said, he really does love you very, very much. It was a much-needed sound for me. I know God loves me. Knowing it and hearing it matter very much to me. So thank you all so much for being of service in this way. I pray you all feel the gratitude of your listeners. That's a nice note.
How many times have all of us had nights where we could not go to sleep? It was midnight. And I can remember the clock striking midnight, one, two, three, four. There have been times that it went to 6:30, and I just got up and said, you know, let's have coffee and start, you know, and start the new day. That happened with my good friend Larry Gatlin, and he said, boy, I had a tough midnight. And I said to him, well, I hope the morning was worth the midnight. He said, oh, Bill, we need to write that song. And we did. And I love it. And here's the Book of Man. Listen.
The morning came so early that it even took the sun by surprise. I hadn't slept since midnight. The night was so dark. There were no stars to even pierce the blackness of the skies. I spent the time in misery. So, Lord, can you undo this broken, tangled mess I've made? My foolish choices, too. Lord, please make the morning worth the midnight. I'm counting on you. Make the morning worth the midnight. That's all I'm asking you to do. Make the morning worth the midnight. I'm counting on you. Now I know the old, old story about the midnight in the garden all alone. You took all the midnights of the ages in that bitter cup of sorrow, and you drank them down as if they were your own. So Lord, I know you've been there. You know the pain I'm going through. So who am I to try to tell you what to do? Could you make the morning worth the midnight? I'm counting on you. Make the morning worth the midnight. That's all I'm asking you to do. Make the morning worth the midnight. I'm counting on you. Make the morning worth the midnight. That's all I'm asking you to do. Make the morning worth the midnight. I'm counting on you. Morning came so early, it even took the sun by surprise.
I think that's probably one of the best vocals Bill has ever done. That is so amazing. Gaither Vocal Band, Make the Morning Worth the Midnight, right here on Homecoming Radio. We got to land this plane.
You know, our goal today was to bring a little closeness of the family of God to your life, and all the while reminding you that we are still better together. Join us again next time, where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
We encourage you and welcome you over at homecomingradio.com. It's open 24/7, where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app. See the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all those happenings.
You can also get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up on our social media and Facebook, and you can always leave us a note.
All of this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
That's right, Gene. We've got some great homecoming radio stations in the state of Iowa, like KAYA, KIIC, and KJYL. To you and all the others, we say,
salute!
We're out of time again. It seems like it goes so quickly, but it's always a joy to be with you. As my good friend Jake Hess would always say, things will either get better or get worse, or stay about the same, Bill. There's not much we can do about it. We got to leave it in his hands.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Good advice. Have a good week.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.